A British woman has married Osama bin Laden's son. Quite a catch. A British woman has married the son of Osama bin Laden after a holiday romance and is applying for a visa so that he can visit Britain. Jane Brown, 51 years of age, a parish counselor from Cheshire, had tried to keep her marriage a secret from everyone, apart from her immediate family and close friends. But the cat's out of the bag now, thanks to this application for a visa. She says it would be nice if, like any other married woman, I could stand up and say this is my husband and this is his name, but I have to be realistic about things. I hope people don't judge me too harshly. I married the son, not the father. Interesting wedding to have attended. Who's your daughter marrying there? Dave? A doctor? A lawyer? Well, he's an interesting fella, I will say that. Well, tell us about him, Dave. Well, he's tall and he's dark and handsome in a rugged sort of way. Well, tell us more, Dave. Well, he seems to make her happy, and that's the most important thing. Her mother and I agree on that. Dave, you're being rather vague. Well, all right, he's Osama bin Laden's boy. Osama bin Laden the terrorist? Oh, I don't know. I don't think so. Let me check with my wife. Darlene, hang on a second. I think it's this Osama bin Laden who owns the video store, but just a sec. Darlene? Oh. Is that the I'm sorry. It is Osama bin Laden, the terrorist, the Hitler of our times, public enemy number one. That's his daddy. Yeah, but this kid's his own man. That's for sure. I'll tell you what. And the good news is, his godfather is O.J. Simpson. Well, Dave, what does he do? You haven't said what he does. Is he a doctor or a lawyer? Well, he's neither, really. Right now he's a plumber. He's not actually a plumber. He's a plumber's clerk. He works at an office where they do plumbing work. He answers phones, and he also empties the wastebaskets and sweeps, that sort of thing. But he's planning on moving on. He's going to school to become a rodeo clown. So he's got a future ahead of him. Dave, are the two of them going to have children? Well, right now they have gerbils. They have four gerbils right now. They raise them, so that keeps them busy. My wife and I help out sometimes. And the cool thing about the gerbils is he gets to use them in his rodeo clown practice. He takes them in the backyard and has them play the role of the bull as he tries to steer them away from a plastic cowboy mannequin that he has set up there. His father has disowned him, you know. I guess the kid couldn't get the cave-dwelling thing down, so Dad booted him out. Something went wrong. He was supposed to fly a plane into the Dutch embassy, but he got instructions mixed up. He instead flew a kite into a windmill or something. Anyway, Osama wants nothing more to do with him. Well, Dave, you haven't told us his first name. Oh, Naden. Naden bin Laden? Yeah. Yeah, his dad gave him that moniker when he was diagnosed with narcolepsy. It was cruel. To torture the boy, he made a bobblehead of him, put it next to the bed, be there when he woke up every day. Cruel, cruel man. Cruel, cruel man.